This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Once again, this is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Once again, we are visiting with one of the most respected fitness experts in the country today, Dr. Edward Jakowski from Exude Fitness, headquartered in Manhattan, New York. Dr. Jakowski has written 7 books and is a former columnist for NewYorkDailyNews.com, eDiets.com, AARP's Modern Maturity Magazine, and is one of Star and OK magazine's body image and fitness experts. Dr. Jakowski has also been interviewed by Barbara Walters, Diane Sawyer, and Pat Robertson on his revolutionary and world's only patented exercise system for body types. Dr. Jakowski, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
It's good to be here again.
Thank you so much. Now, your first book that you wrote back in 1992, you predicted that companies today would need a corporate wellness program in order to be more profitable. A, how did you know this back then? And B, please explain this in more detail.
Sure. One of the ways that I got the idea to start Exude Fitness was in about 1983. I was taking a course. I think it was 1983 or 1984. I was doing my undergrad work at Baruch Business College in Manhattan. And, of course, I had to take the subway like anyone else. And I get on the subway, and I'm saying to myself, look at these people. They're miserable. We're stuffed in like sardines. No one's smiling. There is no way. And, of course, I was taking a major at the time of organizational behavioral management, which is the study of groups and individuals within a corporate setting. So, of course, I was interested in observing people's behaviors. And I'm saying to myself, look at these people. There's no way that these people are going to get to work and sit down at their desk or whatever they're going to do, and they're going to be able to kick ass from the time they get in there to the time they leave. They're dying. They're miserable. They're overweight. They're depressed. So I made a mental note that that was the beginning of Exude, that I first started Exude. It was the inclination, first inclination, that something needed to be done. So as I began to write, now 7 years later, as I began to write, I had already done a number of columns. I decided that the only way that it was going to separate me from every other person in the industry was to write. And I was very fortunate that I had good writing skills. So I wrote a self-published booklet back then called America, You're Exercising Wrong, with some funny cartoons. I didn't draw. I had to hire someone to draw them. And I put down, by the year 2000, if companies today don't have a corporate wellness program installed, most of their profit are going to be eaten up with insurance costs. Fast forward, today, of course, we know that to be true, but the reality of the situation is you cannot expect your coworker who's dealing with lifestyle issues, stress issues, getting in and out of the workplace today, and not offer them something to empower them. And money is a great motivator, but money wears off once the person realizes that they're going to be able to cruise, for lack of a better word, and still get that paycheck. That wears off for motivation. So if you want to get the most out of your workers and your employees, I should say, you want to put them in a position for them to be their best, to have energy from the day they get there and the time they get there to the end of the week, and have and sustain focus. And today, companies, forget the cost associated, back care, absenteeism. When you add up all these costs today, they're all health-related. Companies today, that's why companies today, people are taking jobs today for health benefits, because health benefits are like a bonus or a salary. But they're taking the job for the health benefit, but they're not really taking the job because they're passionate about wanting to go work for that particular industry, and they have a passion or a love for that industry, and hence, you're not going to get the most out of your workers. So as a company owner myself, and as company owners out there today, you want to be more productive, you want to lower all the costs associated, and you want to increase morale and productivity, install a corporate wellness program. And I'm not talking about having Weight Watchers, not that there's anything wrong with the Weight Watchers, a great institution, or have a dietitian and come in where 20 people, where people can go if they want. 20 people are going to go listen at lunchtime to how to eat better, because the people that are not eating better are the ones not going. That's not a corporate wellness program. Those are elements and components that can be part of a corporate wellness program, but unless people are exercising on a regular basis, both there in the workplace where you can watch them, monitor them, guide them, educate them, you don't have a corporate wellness program.
Dr. Jakowski, with all the benefits known about a fitter employee costs you less than an unfit worker, why are companies today still reluctant to embrace a wellness program for their employees?
That is an excellent question, and we address that with corporate wellness. Usually, typically, there are four reasons. The first is not enough space. The second is lack of commitment from the employees. The third is the money that is needed to put in a corporate wellness program. And the fourth factor is, and this is something that is very easily remedied, we'll get into how to remedy these in a second. The fourth reason why people don't put it in is that they don't really see the benefit. So let's get to the first one, lack of space. Very few companies today have a space where they can devote just to an area for people to work out. In other words, where are you going to put all the bikes? Where are you going to put all the treadmills? Where are you going to put all the weight machines? So that's a very valid reason. At Exude, we go in and we look at those four factors, and we've come up with solutions that people don't need all this fitness equipment. All they need is a little space at the end of the workday or cafeteria. We go in and troubleshoot and find out, all right, let's see what space is truly being utilized at all times, what's a needed space, because every company has dead space. For instance, you go into a company that has real estate. They deal with real estate. They have a conference room. It's very nice. Okay, is that conference room being used at 6 o'clock at night? No. Lunchtime, do you have a cafeteria? Okay, what time is that lunchtime and that cafeteria shut down? 3 o'clock. There you go. Move the chairs, move the tables, you're ready to go. But because people don't go in and think of doing exercise classes based on body type, which we're only able to offer, people think you need all this elaborate equipment and all this space, and you don't. Now you've got the money factor. In order to really properly outfit a company with bikes, treadmills, equipment, can be anywhere from $100,000 to $500,000 out of the box. Of course that's going to be deterrent. However, if you knew that you could put in a corporate wellness program with minimal equipment, an exercise mat, a weighted bar, and a jump rope, and now your cost is down to $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, now you've made an easy segue into saying yes. And then, of course, the third factor is the commitment factor. Well, if you run a survey, you're able to gauge the interest of the employee. But to kick that survey off, what we do is we go in and we do a lecture and a seminar, and then we introduce who we are through that. They get excited. We let them know that they're going to have body type classes, yoga classes throughout the day or only at the end of the day. Now you've given people incentive and reason to want to say yes to start and maintain a fitness program. That's why all these companies that have, what they do is they have a discount. Well, if you go over to New York Sports, if you go over to Equinox, or if you go over to Bally's Fitness, anywhere in the country, we'll give your employees a 10% discount. First of all, only 10% of the country is even working out. So you take 10% of, let's say you have 500 employees. There's already 50 people working out. By giving them a discount to a health club that they already had access to is not going to increase the fact that more people are working out. And you have to monitor these people. So the goal here with corporate wellness is to get everyone engaged, to lower absenteeism, to improve morale, improve productivity, lower obesity, lower the diabetes and the effect that it has on health costs. And the only way you can do that is you have to be as aggressive with your employees to give them the education and the opportunities as you would if you were, as you would as if you were chasing an account. The same passion, the same energy that you put towards chasing money and you wanting your employees to go out there to be productive or make a better widget or a wadget, whatever they're making, you have to employ that same passion and that same energy into bettering the way they look and feel, because now they have another reason to come to your workplace. Wow. The president of this company, Edward, cares about me. He cares that I'm taking care of myself and that I'm getting trimmer or that I'm getting more flexible or I no longer have to miss work because I have tight hamstrings and I go to the chiropractor and he adjusts me and I feel good for a couple of days and he's treating the symptom when the cause is all you have to do is stretch, do some ab work, and Bob or Susan, your back pain will dissipate. So that's what it takes, a full embracement from the CEO down. Human resource people today that I have met with, I have to tell you, they don't know anything about exercise, fitness, and the benefits. Yes, they know in theory that if a person's working out that it costs them less, about $1,000 to $1,500 per employee it saves for people that are fit versus unfit. So if you can come up with a formula that costs no more than $1,500 for a non-exerciser to be working out in your company, and you can monitor their progress. Either way, you're spending the money. So it's either you're going to spend it and give it to the insurance company, or you can spend it and not give it to the insurance company. Plus, look at all the extra accoutrements you're going to get from that person, how they feel, morale, better productivity, sick less, their immunity system is stronger, and more importantly, now they feel that you truly care about not just coming to work and produce, but their livelihood as well.
Well, tell our folks once again where they can get more information about Exude and to be in contact with you online.
People can get us at www.exude.com. People can contact us and get to us through www.exude.com, through our Twitter, at Exude Fitness, and of course our national 1-800 number, 1-800-24-EXUDE. That's 1-800-24-EXUDE.
Always good to have you. We've been speaking with one of the most respected fitness experts in the country today, Dr. Edward Jakowski from Exude Fitness out of Manhattan, New York. And the website of reference once again is exude.com. Dr. Jakowski, thanks so much for being with us here once again today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.